There'll be no concealed weapons in the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, even though the Bush administration ordered a rule change allowing conceal and carry in national parks. But since Wisconsin has a statewide ban on concealed weapons, Apostle Islands Park Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says only peace officers can carry and hide a weapon. He says the January 9th rule change is highly controversial.
The old rule was 25 years old, and it was promulgated under Ronald Reagan and Secretary James Watt. So it was not a left-wing conspiracy to keep guns out of national parks. It was a very well-thought-out rule. Crime rates are very low in national parks. It's one of the safest places that you can be anywhere in the country. So in my view, there was no problem that needed to be solved.
Krummenacher says if it were up to him, the Park Service would stay out of this political fray.
I know there's no convincing people who think this is a good idea. There is no middle ground on this issue, unfortunately.
Krummenacher says the order will force them to post a few signs telling visitors that they can't carry a concealed weapon. As in the past, hunters will be allowed to carry weapons during the hunting season. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.